Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're sharing a series of messages on the subject of encouraging yourself. We've talked about encouraging yourself against the enemy, and we're now talking about encouraging yourself in the Lord. You know, when calamity came against David, he encouraged himself. When his wives and their sons and daughters were taken and stolen, they encouraged themselves. Even when the people spoke of stoning him, David encouraged himself in the Lord. Are you having difficult things coming at you in your life? Learn to encourage yourself in the Lord and draw from his strength. Psalms 23:6, the Bible says, goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our life. If we allow him to be the shepherd and we allow him to be first place in our life and walk in line with his word, we can know that his goodness and mercy are available at any time. That's why we can come boldly to the throne of grace and take hold of his mercy and find grace to help in time of need. If you're walking uprightly before the Lord, he's not holding anything back. Psalms 84:11 says, he withholds no good thing from those that walk uprightly. He is the one who is our sun and shield, and he brings forth his grace, that's his favor, and his glory, which is his presence, to bring forth his promise in our life. Romans 8:31 says, if God be for me, who can be against you? You need to trust in the Lord and know that he is your help. Psalms 46:1. That he is our present help in time of trouble. He's your refuge. He is your strength. Draw the strength from the Lord. You need to realize that you're a new creation in Christ. You know, when you receive Jesus Christ, your personal Lord and Savior, you are born again. You are changed on the inside of you. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. You're a brand new person, a new creation in Christ Jesus. And now you've been made the righteousness of God. You're in right standing with the Lord. You're complete in him, Colossians 2:10 says. Otherwise, you're not lacking anything. You need to start realizing who you are in Christ, what you have, and start walking in the position that you're in. The Bible says that if you're a child of God, if we're children, we're heirs of God and joint heirs through Christ Jesus. You're a joint heir with him. He was an heir of all things. That makes you an heir of all things. You have an inheritance that belongs to you in Jesus Christ. In fact, the Bible says in Ephesians 1:3 that we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. These are spiritual blessings the Word of God brings us, and we need to appropriate them with our faith as we take authority over the enemy and as we learn to pray the Word of God, returning the Word, and then God will manifest those blessings, those spiritual blessings in our life. Ephesians chapter 2 talks about how we now have been quickened, we've been raised up, and we've been seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You're in a position now of authority, and now, because you're in Christ, you can see the law of the Spirit of life work. Romans 8:2 says that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Now you can rule and reign over all of the works of the enemy. You don't have to be under sickness anymore. You don't have to be under poverty. You don't have to be under fear and oppression. The good news of the gospel is Jesus has set you free. And the law of the Spirit of life that's operative through the Word has made you free from the law of sin and death. If you have a problem with sin, you need to know that the Bible says that sin has no more dominion over you. In fact, Hebrews 12:1 says, lay aside that sin that so easily besets you. Put off those heavy weights and realize that you can yield yourself unto righteousness, and now you can walk free from sin because sin has no dominion over you. You're supposed to reckon yourself as dead unto sin, according to Romans 6:11. And praise God, you can resist the enemy, and you can walk by faith, and when you walk by faith, you won't sin. And when you walk in line with his word, you will not sin, and you can lay aside that sin that keeps tripping you up so easily and overcome in your life. Do you have sickness and disease problems? Matthew 8:17 says himself took our infirmities, bore our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Healing is part of our right in Christ, and you can be free from sickness and disease. You can take authority and cast out the spirits of infirmity and come boldly to the throne of grace and take hold of healing power, or get some place where someone will lay hands on you and pray for you and release the healing power of God into your body. Praise God. Also, if you're having problems with lack or poverty, God is the one who will meet your needs. The Bible says that He's the God who supplies all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Start looking to Him as your source. Be sure you're a tither and a giver. You've got to be giving. If you don't give, then it's not going to be given back unto you. As you sow, surely you're going to reap. And it's important, if you are in a position of lack because of what you've done, you need to repent. Confess your sin, turn away from it, receive forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness, make the decision that you're going to start doing things God's way, and you're going to start sowing and reaping, and then God will start to overturn that stronghold in your life. Praise God. Are you in bondage to fear? God says, fear not. I will deliver you. You seek the Lord, He'll deliver you from all of your fears. Are you under any kind of a curse? A curse includes sickness or poverty or mental problems or emotional problems or problems in your home. The good news is Jesus has redeemed you from the curse, and He will set you free. Praise God, we can get the blessings of God through Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 1 that He's made us kings and priests unto God, or literally a kingdom of priests. We really have a twofold priesthood as the believer. We are a holy priesthood, offering up spiritual sacrifices unto the Lord. And we are a royal priesthood, which is a ruling, reigning priesthood. And we've been called out of darkness into the marvelous light. We are to take authority over the works of the enemy and destroy his works in our life and in the lives of others. You are to offer up these spiritual sacrifices. And so it's time for you to encourage yourself in the Lord. Start ministering to the Lord. Start praising Him. Start taking hold of the promises of God. And start taking dominion over the enemy. Take your rightful place as a priest before God. And as you bring these things unto Jesus, the high priest, He is going to see that the promises of God come to pass in your life. Praise God. The Bible also declares the fact that we are accepted by God. Have you had problems with people rejecting you? You need to forgive those people that have rejected you. The Bible says that He has made us accepted in the Beloved. That means if we're walking in line with God's Word and we're walking with Him, we're accepted in the Beloved. We're accepted in the body of Christ. And you know, it's important for you to realize that people that have been used of the devil to reject you or beat you down or pull you down, they've been used of the devil. You need to forgive that person. You need to separate the sin from the person and forgive them and let them go. Let the things go. Don't hold the bitterness, the resentment, or the anger. You are accepted by God. And know that He accepts you, and that's what counts. And that means that other believers in Jesus Christ, those brothers and sisters that are walking in line with God's Word, they're going to accept you. If people reject you, you need to pray for them so that they'll come to the place of repentance and turn around from having their partiality and their wrong attitudes towards you. Romans 8:1 says that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. There's no condemnation if you're now in Christ. If you have an area of sin in your life, remember, run to the Lord and confess it. You need to encourage yourself. You may be wallowing in an area of sin or having a problem. Run to the Lord and confess it. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Don't receive condemnation. The devil's the one who comes to bring the condemnation. The Bible declares that the Holy Spirit, what's He going to do? He's going to convict us of sin. He's going to bring us to the place of repentance. The goodness of God leads us to repentance so that we will turn away from it. But He doesn't bring condemnation. Remember the woman who was overtaken in the very act of adultery? He said, I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more. God does not condemn you. He calls you to repentance. He calls you to confess your sin and turn from it and then walk in line with His Word and go and sin no more. And you can overcome any area of sin in your life. In fact, Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. You're a can-do person, and you need to start encouraging yourself. Do you have some things that you need to do, and you're sitting there thinking that you can't do them? Don't believe that lie. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens, who enables me. You're a can-do person. You're able to do what God has told you to do in His Word. You need to get in the Word and start identifying with who you are. Quit following your feelings. Quit following after the way of the flesh. Don't be moved by what you feel. Rise up and walk in the Spirit and do what His Word says. Praise God. In Psalms chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, the Bible says that whatever you do will prosper. And you need to start encouraging yourself and the Lord that God's going to prosper your way. If you do it God's way, He will prosper you. In verse 2 it says, if His delights in the law of the Lord, and in His law does He meditate day and night, He'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth His fruit in His season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever He doeth shall prosper. God wants you to prosper in whatever you do. But be sure you're not walking in the counsel of the ungodly or walking in the way of sinners or the scorner. Be sure you're walking in line with the law of the Lord. Be sure you're in the Word and doing what the Word says. And then whatever you do when you're acting on the Word, God is going to prosper your way. Another thing that's important you need to encourage yourself with is being strong and of good courage in every situation. In Joshua chapter 1, when they went in to possess the land, in verse 6 he said, be strong and of a good courage. And then in verse 7 he said, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. And he said, don't turn to the right or the left. You need to be walking straight and narrow that you might prosper whithersoever thou goest. Of course, it's important for you to keep the Word in your mouth, keep the Word in your mind, and be sure you're doing it. In verse 8, he said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You are going to make your way prosperous, and you are going to have good success and deal wisely in all the affairs of life, because you're going to walk in His Word. Verse 9, he says again, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. The Lord thy God's with you, whithersoever thou goest, and He is going to prosper you. What are you dealing with in your life today? I exhort you to encourage yourself in the Lord. Get in the Word. Believe the truth. Act on the Word and watch God come and perform His Word in your life. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses enforced by demonic spirits must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.